Billionaire J.B. Pritzker's big investment paid off. The Illinois Democrats soundly defeated incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner Tuesday night. It's thought to be the most expensive governor's race in American history. Pritzker's win gives Democrats complete control of Illinois government. If you've ever wondered what $176 million sounds like, listen to this.
Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker!
4 years ago, Illinois voters elected Bruce Rauner, a political novice who spent tens of millions of dollars on his own campaign. Now they're changing course, electing a different political novice who spent tens of millions of dollars on his own campaign.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so grateful tonight to all of you in this room and those watching at home. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your faith in Juliana and me.
As much as voters were supporting Pritzker and his running mate, State Representative Juliana Stratton, they were rebuking Rauner. He lost by nearly 15 percentage points. That's partly because Pritzker spent millions of dollars attacking Rauner as a failure and a liar. But speaking to supporters at a Marriott in Chicago, Pritzker was magnanimous in victory.
Earlier this evening, I received a call from Governor Bruce Rauner, and I want to thank him for his service to this state over the last 4 years, and I wish him and his family well.
We'll come back to the Pritzker party, but first, a little earlier in the evening and a few miles uptown, Rauner was speaking to his own supporters at the Drake Hotel.
I would like to say thank you to all the people of Illinois for the opportunity to serve you.
Rauner came into office with a big agenda to, in his words, turn around Illinois. But he ran headfirst into a Democratic legislature that wanted little to do with his business-friendly, union-weakening agenda. Rauner almost never acknowledged that Democrats might have legitimate differences of opinion about the best policies for the state. And even in defeat, he stuck to that view.
And I call on my friends in the Democratic Party, let us work together. Let us find common ground. Let us listen to each other, respect each other. Let's study what other states have done to move themselves forward.
But back at the Pritzker party, it was clear that he has his own ideas about what Democrats should do to move the state forward.
We make no small plans for Illinois. We will bring fairness to our tax system and tackle the fiscal challenges of our state. And we will become the leading protector of workers' rights and civil rights and human rights in the nation.
Pritzker repeatedly tapped his vast personal fortune in his quest for what will be his first job in elective office, and his spending helped ensure that his victory was not his alone. The Democratic Party now has a lock on all statewide offices in Illinois, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, Comptroller, and Treasurer. It was also a good night for Democrats in the General Assembly. By early Wednesday morning, the Associated Press projected they'd expanded their supermajority in the state Senate and reestablished one in the Illinois House. Pritzker will need them if he hopes to follow through on his campaign plan of overhauling the state income tax system, but there'll be time for those problems another day. Pritzker ended his victory speech on a hopeful note, looking back and looking ahead.
In 27 days, Illinois will celebrate our state's 200th anniversary. Join me in beginning our third century in Illinois with hope and optimism and living every day better for the 200 years we lived before it.
From one ultra-wealthy political novice to the next, one could say that among Illinois voters, hope triumphed over experience. We'll know soon enough whether Pritzker can meet their expectations. I'm Brian Mackey.